Okay, so there's two. So there's two separate water problems right there.
Correct.
All right, we've already got two, folks. There's two right there, and we hadn't even got to flood yet. Now we're on flood.
Okay, so flood means rushing, exterior rushing in water.
Like the hurricane.
Yeah. Water. Or let's just say you have a, or let's just say we have a big rain, a very quick, fast rain, and the water just floods down your street, and it, you know, it rises, comes in your house.
Well, we had almost 10 inches in 2 days.
Yes.
You know, which.
And if you didn't have flood insurance, I am so sorry. And if it came in your house and it ruined, you know, your carpet and some of your walls, I mean, that, I know how expensive that can be.
Well, I'm glad you said it that way. So basically, we think of flood, we're thinking of Houston or Round Rock, or I'm not Round Rock, Rockport. But in San Angelo, which we know we could, and actually we needed some more rain, but if we had, say, 10 inches in a day, which we could,
yeah,
that would be a flood.
Correct.
In our West Texas desert. And if it flooded through your back door,
That's called wind-driven rain in the insurance world.
Okay. Now, is that, that's not covered then?
Not unless you have a flood
policy.
Policy.
So if you don't have a flood policy, then it's not covered, period. You're just,
I mean, your policy typically covers wind, hail, you know, neighbor's tree. You know, if a tree falls on your house, those are typical things that are covered. But wind-driven rain would not be.
So it's not. Okay. That's important. But here's the good news. Unless you're in a floodplain, flood insurance is
cheap.
Real cheap, really.
Yeah. If you just want to, I mean, I would hate to quote a price, but we're talking probably $200 or $300 a year, you know. If you don't need flood insurance, it is very affordable, and it's you know, it's probably a good thing to have. But if you need it and your lender, if you have a loan and your lender says it's required, then typically it's more.
But let's talk about that too. That's what I tell all my agents and folks. Listen, this is real important, and real important. If you think you have an issue with it, just say, oh my God, I'm in a floodplain. There's degrees of floodplain.
Correct.
Which is huge. You know, it's called up a topography survey. And what they do, they come out, excuse me, typically it's about $500. And I'm going to say, to get this done.
And it's called a flood elevation certificate.
Same thing.
Yep.
You know, it's exactly right. But if you get it done, I'm not quoting them for the surveys. There are different prices, I'm sure, for how big it is. But it's a good number right there. But get it done, because if it's just barely in the tip of it, it may be a very nominal amount. Now, if you're just right underwater, it's a different story. It makes sense, right? You know, it's like, how sick are you? If you're just got a cold, it's nothing. You know, if you got something horrible, it's a big deal. Makes sense? So don't panic. Find out and get it done. Because even if you look at the FEMA maps, folks, those FEMA maps, they threw a big old net over this area, and they said, oh, you're over here, you're over here. Some of them weren't even in the floodplain, they said they were.
Well, and all the flood maps changed in 2014, so it kind of shook the whole real estate world up, too.
Especially like in the north side of San Angelo, a lot of those weren't even right.
Right.
We have a great commissioner Bacon. That's really his name, Commissioner Bacon. Mm-hmm. A very good man. And he did a great job
getting
out
Bacon.
There. I love Bacon. I do, too. But he did a great job of going out there and making them redo some stuff. And half those houses that they said, like in Green Acres, mm-hmm. weren't even in it that they said they were.
Right.
And you talk about change the value of a house.
Absolutely.
It does.
You know, sometimes when prospect or buyers look at houses that are in a floodplain, you know, they fall in love with the house, they find out it's in a floodplain, and then with their home insurance and their flood insurance, it knocks them out of their debt to income ratio. And then homeownership is not even a option for them at that point. So it's very important to find that out soon before you fall in love.
And what they were waiting right now, they just extended it for another 3 months, is what the government's going to do as far as assisting with flood insurance.
Yeah. FEMA's very busy right now.
And of course, with what just happened, mm-hmm. you know, one of the biggest storms in the history.
Right.
You know, that's kind of an issue. So we're going to wait and see what happens there. I guess nobody knows yet until.
True.
Until they do it. So
yeah.
It's been
our prayers go out to Houston for sure.
Well, and Rockport, the whole area.
Rockport, yeah. Yes.
One of my good buddies, and he's a big investor, and he knows, he's a big boy. He has big boy's panties on. And he just called me, and he bought a bunch of storage units in Rockport. And $1 million storage units. He had 400,000 on them. He said, you know what? There hadn't been a storm in Rockport since 1947. He said, you know what? The insurance was phenomenal to do it. Yeah. If there were wood. He goes, you know, I'm going to, this is a 6-year payout. I'm going to risk 6 years. Guess what?
That's the risk you take.
Yeah. So, and that's what it is. When you don't insure.
It is a risk. Yeah.
And so he just took a big, big, big hit.
Yeah.
And that's what you do.
You know, and I'm sure he's thinking to himself, wow, the insurance seemed high at the time, yeah, but it's a lot cheaper.
Seems real cheap to him now.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody, you know, hindsight's always 20/20.
Yes.
But, you know, can you get insurance now? Not after the fact.
You know, it's probably a good thing that our lenders make us get insurance on our homes and on our cars if they're financed. Because half the time, I think people would be like,
Well, if you have on your cars, the law makes you get insurance. Thank
you. Yeah, but you would not believe how many people do not have car insurance.
Well, Claire's son knows that because he's been hit by two of them.
It's poor, crazy. Poor young man. And, you know, they don't really, I mean, it's kind of off the subject, but they don't really get a lot of penalty for that.
That's not fair. Okay, is there any other kind of rain, flood insurance we need on the water?
No.
Okay, so there's three of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all kind of separate.
Yes.
So you need to sit down with your insurance person and say, hey, Liz, explain this to me. Am I covered correctly?
Absolutely. Well, if you, you know, on your home insurance, you need to call your provider and ask them, do I have slow seepage water coverage on my policy? Am I covered for that?
And
if it's, you know, some, I have heard, I don't know this to be a fact, but I have heard some providers, you can obtain that coverage, but it's an extra cost. So when I tell people when they're shopping around for their new home insurance, they need to get apples to apples. And apples to apples would be ask them for slow seepage water coverage if they're comparing it to Nationwide.
Way to go. Okay, folks, if you have any questions on this, how do they get a hold of you?
Liz Springer, 469-450-8800. We also have a storefront at 2901 Sherwood Way here in San Angelo.
Which is right across from Kixie.
Right across the
Foster
street.
Communications.
That's right.
Bill 100, you know, right here. So it's easy to find.